What's that ambulance doing out there?
I don't know. I'll check it out.
Evening, sir.
How's it going, Greg?
I can't complain, and won't.
Is that him?
Yep. Might just be some crackpot, but I figured I should call you anyway.
Did he ask for me by name?
Nope. Asked for the agent in charge of the God's Hand. Okay, he said he had some important info on it.
Didn't say what?
Nope. Said he'd only talk to you.
You the agent in charge of the God's Hand case?
That's right. Where's the door?
It's a picture of you and your mother, huh?
I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't take things off of my desk.
Sorry about that. Guess I've been in here a while. Already had a look at all your plaques and your citations. Didn't really care to have a look at those.
So, what can I do for you, Mr.
Meeks? Name's Fenton Meeks. Listen, this may sound a little bit crazy, but I know who the God's Hand killer is.
All right, I'll back. Who?
You hadn't even heard me out yet, and already you doubt me. Why is that?
Because in a case like this, nobody just walks into your office and tells you who the killer is. It just doesn't happen that way.
Sometimes truth defies reason, Agent Dole.
Yeah? So who is it then?
My brother.
What makes you think that?
I got a call from him last night.
I wonder where he could be. I'm getting worried.
Are you, darling? What about?
Hello. Hello.
Demons are taking over the world.
After all, I'm supposed to be going on a honeymoon.
Adam?
I can't destroy them all.
They're everywhere. I can't take it anymore.
Oh, now, let's talk about this, Adam.
Look, there's nothing to talk about.
It's over. Whatever happens.
You have to take me to the Rose Garden. You promised. Remember?
Now, that's just to
remember?
Listen to me. Adam.
Remember, you promised.
There'll be peace in the valley for me. Some sweet, sweet day.
Meet.
That's where all this took place. It's about 200 miles west of here, just north of Abilene.
Why'd you go to Thurman?
To bury Adam in the Rose Garden.
Why would you do that?
I promised him I would, a long time ago.
Now, that's a pretty wild story, Mr. Mix. I don't see what, if anything, this has got to do with my case.
Adam is the God's Hand killer, Agent Dole. He's the one you're looking for.
He tell you that before he asked you to take him to Thurman? If that's the case, you left that part out.
I haven't finished yet.
Oh, there's more?
A lot more.
Excuse me a minute.
Meet Sheriff's office.
Yeah, and I talked to the sheriff there, please. It's Agent Wesley Dahl of the FBI.
He's not in right now. May I help you?
Well, I got a man here in my office named Fenton Meeks.
Fenton Meeks? What's he doing there?
You know him?
Well, yeah. He caused a bit of a ruckus here earlier. He stole an ambulance and his brother's body, too.
Did my story check out?
Yeah, it did.
So Am I under arrest now?
You damn sure should be. Apparently the sheriff there is willing to forgive and forget as long as you'll bring that ambulance back. Nobody wants to press any charges.
I gotta love small towns.
Why would you go to all that trouble and just walk in here and confess it to me?
I'm here because I can't live with what I know anymore.
What exactly do you know?
That is your mother, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I knew it. You got the same eyes.
Why don't we get back to your story? What makes you think that your brother's a God's hand killer?
I know it was him.
How do you know?
It started back in Thurman. It was near the summer of 1979. Got
the joy down in my heart.
You're supposed to say where?
I don't want to sing that dumb song.
You don't have to sing, just say where.
All right, where?
Not now, I'll point to you when it's time. I got the joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. I got the joy down in my heart to stay. And if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on a tap.
Ouch.
Sit on a tap.
Ouch.
Sit on a tap. And if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on a tap to stay.
So who was that chick that who threw up?
Oh, that was Katie Hagen. She is sure pretty, though.
That was real nasty, though.
Oh, yeah.
All over the floor, and when the principal fell.
I got the joy.
We live right behind the Thurman Public Rose Garden. In the house where they used to keep the gardeners back in the 50s. Dad had gotten a good deal on it back when he and Mom got married.
The unexpected incident that creates those dangerous moments. The ropes were suddenly off the alligator.
Adam was 3 years younger than me. Our mom had died giving birth to him, so I basically took care of him ever since I can remember. Our dad worked as a mechanic over in Jupiter. He usually got home around 5:30, and we'd all have dinner together.
Hey, kiddos.
Hey, Dad.
Something sure smells good. How's your day?
You're up.
Let's eat. Whoa there, Tiger. Save some for us.
I sure love peas.
You must. You better be careful, though. You just might turn into one. Say, how'd you do on that math test?
Barely passed.
Well, I was never any good at math either. Shoot, I still can't do anything without a calculator.
Yeah, but there's gonna be another test next week. That one's gonna be even harder.
Hey, don't sound so glum. Tell you what, we'll sit down this weekend and we'll see if we can't figure out that junk together, okay?
Hey, Fenton, can we go see Meatballs at the school tomorrow?
You've already seen it.
I want to see it again.
Nah, we're going to go see the Warriors.
Can't. It's rated R.
We'll sneak in.
Teeth all brushed? You sure about that, Adam?
All right, breath test time.
Four, char.
Ta-da! I did brush them.
I'm just yoking with you, egghead.
Don't worry, Fenton. I know you're too big for a good night kiss. Night, boys. Sleep tight.
Don't let those bed bugs bite.
That's right. Love you guys.
Love you too, Dad.
Not Dad.
Good night, Curtis. I want to see Meatballs again.
Fine. You can see Meatballs. I'll see the Warriors.
But I don't like to watch movies by myself.
Too bad.
please.
Fine. Fine, just go to bed.
That was our family. Just the three of us. All of Mom and Dad's relatives had died off, so there was no one left but us. We didn't mind, though. We didn't need anybody else. We were happy together. Until.
Fenton, wake up.
Dad?
Adam, get up. I've got something to tell you.
Dad, what's wrong?
It's okay. Adam, wake up and listen. I need you both to listen to me very carefully. Something's happened.
He said he'd had a vision that night. A vision from God. An angel came to him and told him the truth of this world and revealed God's special purpose for our family.
The end of the world is coming. It's near. The angel showed me. There are demons among us. The devil has released them for the final battle. It's being fought right now. But nobody knows it except us and others like us.
I'm scared, Dad.
Nothing to be afraid of, Tiger. We've been chosen by God. He will protect us. He's given us special jobs to do. We don't fear these demons. We destroy them. We pick them up one by one and we pitch them out of this world. That's God's purpose for us. The angel called us God's hands.
So we're like superheroes?
That's right. Or a family of superheroes are going to help save the world.
But, Dad, that doesn't make any sense.
I know it sounds that way, son, but it's the truth.
So, what are our superpowers?
Well, we can see the demons while other people can't. And the angel told me that God would be sending us three weapons to destroy them with.
Magical weapons?
I imagine so.
When do we get them?
I don't know. The angel just said soon. That's all I was told, except that we're not supposed to tell anybody about any of this. Absolutely no one. If we do, we put them and ourselves in danger. Fenton, don't worry. It's okay. It's a lot to understand. I wanted to wait to tell you until once I had a chance to figure it out myself. But the angel said I had to do it now. Fenton.
I didn't know what to say or how to feel.
Do you understand what I told you? The judgment day's here.
It was too messed up to understand or even acknowledge.
Soon we'll all be in heaven. You, me, Adam, with Mommy.
I didn't realize it at that moment, at least not consciously.
She's waiting to see us in heaven.
But my happy and mostly secure world had just been flipped over, and there were dark things under there.
Judgment day is here.
Very dark things.
We've been chosen by God.
And my little boy's mind just couldn't take it.
Morning, kiddo. Hey, come on, lazy bones. It's late. We overslept. Well, let's go. Snap to it and get dressed. I gotta get to work. Drop you guys off on the way.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
let me have a bite of that.
None of us mentioned it. It was only a dream, a nightmare. Nothing that crazy could be real. Everything was okay, just like before.
Well, have a good day at school, boys. And remember not to tell anyone what I told you last night.
You won't, Dad. Bye.
Okay, now I want you all to copy down this sentence. We're going to go through the structure. The girl in the blue dress.
I refuse to believe it. That whole next week was just a dream, too.
Her brown dog.
Like when Dad started bringing home the magical weapons. He was on his way to work when God called to him.
I still can't understand what these gloves are for, though.
Just a long, long dream.
Why don't you all write this down at the top of your pages in big letters?
For a picnic.
How about that spot over there?
Boys!
Perfect!
Boys,
wow,
look at this. The angel came again last night and told me that God will be sending us a list of the first seven demons soon.
It wasn't real. It couldn't be. I just had to wait it out.
Come over here a minute, Fenton.
I'm washing dishes.
I can wait. Come here, I want to talk to you. I know you've had some trouble. Justin, everything that's happened this week, and I'm sorry. But God has willed this, and we must obey God.
Maybe you just dreamed it.
I didn't dream it. I wouldn't make up something like that, son.
Maybe you're not right in the head.
It happened, Fenton. It's true. You'll see that soon. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. I got the first list.
The angel came to him while he was at work.
Dad, these are people's names.
That's right. And they'll look like people, too. But they're not. The angel said, when I lay my hands on them, I'll reveal them for what they truly are. That's what the gloves are for. I get them and bring them back here with the gloves on. And once they're back here, I take the gloves off and reveal them. You'll see. Then you'll believe.
Anyone know what this word means? Do you remember what this word means?
The dream had finally ended. It was all real. And I had to stop him. The obvious answer was to tell someone what he was planning. But I couldn't do that. I loved him, even if he had gone crazy.
Dad, look, I got a list, too.
Where'd you get this, Adam?
God gave it to me.
Isn't Travis Shedd that boy was picking on you at school last week?
He's a demon.
Tell the truth, Adam. You made this list up yourself, didn't you?
No, God did.
Adam. Come on, right here. Listen to me, son. You can't just make stuff like that up. We destroy demons. If we were to use your list, we wouldn't be destroying demons. We'd be killing people. And we can never do that. Now, destroying demons is a good thing. Killing people is bad. You understand?
I'm sorry, Dad.
That's all right. It's okay. Just gotta have a little patience. Don't worry. God will send you your own list when you're older. Okay, go do some homework.
The only thing left to do was to tell. But that was easier said than done. Dad had promised to take us to the movies that night. But he didn't come home from work.
When's Dad coming home?
I don't know.
Think he's destroying a demon?
It's all make believe, Adam.
No, it's not. It's true.
Listen to me. None of that demon junk is real. Daddy, he just made it up.
No, he didn't.
He did too. Just like Santa Claus. You remember last Christmas when you caught Dad putting all presents under the tree, don't you? It's just like that. Adam, have I ever lied to you? All right, look. Dad made up this whole thing. Those names on Dad's list are real people. Do you understand?
But why would he make it up?
I don't know. But I think we should leave.
You mean run away?
Will you go with me? Only for a little while.
I don't want to leave Dad.
Neither do I. But we might have to.
Why?
Dad's gonna kill somebody.
Son, come over here.
need your help. Come on out here, Adam. Shine that light over here.
Hey, Dad, who is that?
That's a demon, son. Come on in here, boys. It's all right. Come on, don't be afraid.
God came to him earlier that day and told him that the time had come. After work, he drove down to Jacksonville, about 45 minutes or so southwest of Thurman. He said he'd never been there before, but he had no problem finding it. God was leading him.
Cynthia Harbridge?
Yes.
Dad, don't. Please don't.
Fenton, if I could spare you this, I would. But we are God's servants, and His will must be served. Afraid, son.
Is that true?
Why would I make it up?
Where's your father now?
Dead.
Sir, I was thinking about heading out. Unless you need me to stay.
No. That's all right, you go ahead.
Well, have a good night, sir.
So he killed that woman right there in front of you.
But not to his way of thinking. You see, to him, he hadn't killed a woman. He had destroyed a demon. He believed that when he laid his hands on her, it revealed her sins.
Thank you.
No, Adam. Do it like this. It's gotta be done a certain way. The angel was real specific.
Why out here in the Rose Garden?
God chose it, just like he chose us, I suppose. Don't cry for her, Fenton. She wasn't human. Didn't you see that when I touched her?
I saw it, Dad. You killed her.
I didn't kill her, son. I destroyed her. She was a demon. You know, I wasn't so sure I could do it myself. I mean, she looked like a woman to me, too. But after I touched her, all I could see was the evil. And I had to do it. I'm sorry you didn't see it, too. You will next time.
You're gonna do it again?
This is our job now, son. You've got to accept that.
I won't let you.
You can't stop it. We are doing God's work.
I'll tell.
If you do, someone will die. The angel was clear on that. Do you understand? Answer me, Fenton. Do you understand?
So you didn't tell?
No, I should have, but I was afraid. I mean, I loved my father, but I was terrified of him. So now you understand why I know my brother's a God's hand killer?
Have you got any physical proof?
I read in the paper that only one of the bodies of the six victims had been found. Now, is that true?
You read in the paper, didn't you?
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean it's true.
Well, in this case, it does. See, the first victim was found mutilated with a note saying that God's hand had taken him. All the rest, only notes were found, no bodies.
How do you know they're dead?
Oh, we don't for sure. But the first note told us we wouldn't find any more bodies from then on. Said he wanted to keep them.
I got a pretty good idea where the rest of them bodies are.
The Rose Garden. Now, why didn't you tell me that in the first place?
Would you believe me?
Come on.
Says.
Put them on, or I'll put them on for you. Let's go. Tell me something. Why didn't you come see me sooner?
You didn't want to get on I-30 East up here.
I just can't imagine how you'd keep something like that inside for so long.
I guess I avoided it. Because I wanted to. You never did tell me why it is you keep just that one picture of your mother in your office.
My mother was murdered a couple of days after that picture was taken. butchered by some whacked out killer like your dad.
Did they ever catch him?
No.
Is that why you took this job?
You know, you're pretty good at this. You ever think about becoming a cop?
Well, you know, when I was a kid.
Well, you got the instincts for it. Cops gotta have good instincts. You know what mine are telling me now? You are hiding something from me.
What is it you think I'm hiding?
Well, why don't you just keep talking? Maybe I'll figure that out.
You okay, Dad?
I'm all right, son. Here I come.
Dad, why did God let this happen to me?
Don't blame God, Davy. It wasn't his fault.
God let me do it.
What God lets you do is decide for yourself what you will do. You're not a puppet with strings tied to you.
No.
So God doesn't make you do anything. He wants you to decide for yourself.
You mean...
After that night, nothing much happened. Dad didn't mention it anymore. Neither did Adam. Once a full month had gone by, and I had completely convinced myself that it was over and everything was going to be all right.
Bye. See y'all later. See ya. You say Deuce has a last night. Yeah. Remember when Daisy Duke bent over?
I like Boss Hogg. He's funny.
Man, I'd do anything to really see her tits.
Oh, you say
shut
tits.
Up, Adam.
You want to spend the night tonight? We can wrap Corey's house.
Sure, but I'm going to have to ask my dad, though.
Well, my mom call and ask if you want.
Sure.
Well, I'll see you in a little bit.
Bye.
Hey, what's rap mean?
Tell you later. Come on, I'll race you. Nah, I'm gonna go around on the road.
In here.
Whose van is it up there?
Ours. Ain't she a beaut? Friend's mom just called. I told her not tonight. We got some work to do in the morning.
Dad told us that there were moments in everyone's life when they could just suddenly disappear without anyone knowing where they went or why. He said those were the moments when God's hands could reach out and take you. According to Dad, nothing, not even a camera, could catch us. We were invisible when we were God's hands.
What do we do now, Dad?
We wait. We'll get him when he comes out, just like I told you, remember? Fenton?
I can't do this, Dad.
Can't never could do anything.
I can do it, Dad.
You sure can, Tiger.
But what if someone sees us?
They won't.
It's broad daylight.
I told you. God will blind them for us. There he is, boys. Come on, Fenton.
Dad, I can't.
Yes, you can. Now move. Do what I tell you.
Please, Trixie. Trixie, come on. Come, Trixie. Trixie, come on.
What you doing, boy?
My dog, she's under your car.
Oh, well, let's see.
Help me grab his legs. Help me grab his legs, now! Come on! Edward March. You think that's an innocent man there, don't you? Well, it's not. I didn't think anyone knew about that, did you? But God saw you.
Dad, don't, please!
Why? And you can't escape God's wrath!
I can't believe he still didn't see it. He was a murderer of little children, Fenton. Babies. Babies.
He's the murderer. You've got to get out of here, Adam.
What do you mean?
You've got to run away. I told you we might have to.
I don't want to run away.
We have to.
Why?
Listen to me, Adam. Dad kills people.
No, he doesn't. He's a demon slayer. That's all lies, Adam. No, it's not. I see it when he touches them.
No, you don't. Dad's brainwashed you. It's all a big lie. He's a murderer, and you help him.
Nuh-uh. We're just serving God's will. I'm telling Dad on you.
Adam!
Get up and get dressed. And don't wake your brother. Sit down. Your brother told me what you said last night. I want you to know I've never killed anything in my whole life.
That's a lie, and you know it.
I did a lot of thinking and praying after you went to bed. I asked the angel to visit you, but instead he visited me. And he told me something I don't want to believe.
What?
It doesn't matter. Because together, you and I are going to prove him wrong. You just don't have any faith. That's why you can't see the truth. But we're going to change that.
want you to dig a hole right here. Need to be about 10 feet deep and 15 feet wide on both sides. The length and the width should form a perfect square.
What?
You heard me.
Why?
Because I'm your father and you'll do what I tell you. You understand? Do you?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. I expect half that to be dug by the time I get home from work tonight.
Dad, I can't do that.
Pray.
I started digging that goddamn hole, but I did not pray. I would not. I hated God. I despised him. My hatred helped me dig, kept me going. Dad's or God's or the angels or whoever's plan it was would not work on me.
Hey, Fenton!
I knew what Dad was doing was wrong, and nothing was going to change that.
Fenton?
Sorry I told on you. You didn't tell him what I said about running away, did you?
No.
Will you go with me then?
There's no reason to go.
He's a killer.
No, he's not. I've been praying for you. Have you been praying?
Nope, and I'm not going to.
But Dad said...
I don't care what Dad said. He might be able to make me dig this stupid hole, but he can't make me pray. Just get out of here and leave me alone.
I'll help if you promise you won't tell Dad.
I don't want your help.
But there's another shovel in the shed.
Get out of here!
Butthole!
I wanted to run away, far away, but I still couldn't leave Adam, no matter how crazy Dad was turning him. Besides, there was nowhere to go.
Finally gave up, huh, kiddo?
Didn't give up. Be out there again in the morning.
Hey, come on, I didn't mean it like that. I don't want to fight with you, son. I'm not doing this to hurt you. Wish you could understand that. What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Let me see your hands.
They're fine.
Let me see them. Didn't you wear gloves today?
I didn't need them. Fine.
Help ease the pain.
I said I was fine.
Fenn, I know you're mad at me, but that's no reason to cause yourself pain. You take those. I got an extra pair of work gloves in the shed. I want you to use those from now on. It won't do you any good now that you've wrecked your hands, but a couple days you'll be fine. I want you to know I'm proud of you. And I know God's proud of you, too. Take some time off and let those blisters callus over. Then you can get back to it, all right? Well, good night, then.
Come on, Tiger. Bedtime.
Fenton gets to stay up. Please, Dad.
Come on. Brush your teeth. I'll be in sleep tonight.
I kept digging. My hands bled, but I wouldn't stop. I kept kept at it morning, noon, and night for 5 days. And by the sixth day, that hole was as dark and deep as my hatred for Dad's God.
Well, you finished it all right. Bet you didn't pray once the whole time, did you?
Nope.
We started the cellar after that. At least that's what Dad called it. But I knew better. We were building a dungeon down there. We basically built a big wooden box in the ground.
Good boys, get it over there. Cover it good.
But Dad said it would hold.
Okay, ready? All right.
Said God would see to it.
All right. Adam, get back here, help me push! Come on, keep it going. Go, push it. Go, go, keep it moving. Keep it moving.
You boys did good. Especially you, Fenn.
No, I just did as I was told.
Let's give this a try. What do you think?
All right.
The next night, he brought home another demon.
Get down here. Has to be done. It's God's will. Come on, do it like I showed you, the neck first.
God himself to come out of the night and stop me. But I had to do it. It had to end.
Take it easy, boy. Don't break my door down. What's your problem?
Craziest thing I've heard in a long time.
What are you doing?
Calling your dad.
You can't.
Yes, I can. You ought to be ashamed making up stories like that.
But it's true. I can show you.
Come on. Let's go.
Round back under the shed.
That's enough of that now, boy. Don't put an end to this. Come on.
No, I don't think you understand. He's around back.
See what your dad's got to say about all this.
What's the trouble, Sheriff?
Sorry to wake you, but your boy here seems to have a problem.
Well, come on in.
I was about to lock up, head over to Lake Thompson, you know, get a jump on those bass. He comes running in with this wild story.
Yep, it's quite a tale, all right.
It's the truth, and you know it.
Makes me cringe to think that he told everyone down at your office, too.
Yeah, you can set your mind at ease about that. I was the only one there. Of course, I don't believe a word of it. What does get me, though, is why would he make up such a crazy story?
I don't know why he made it up. Probably did it to get back at me for punishing him earlier. Did you tell him about that?
He's lying. Just check the shed.
I don't know what to do with him.
Well, he hit puberty. Seemed to lose all respect for you. Me and my boy survived it. You will, too.
Just check the shed. Or the rose garden. I can show you where they're buried.
Boy, why don't you just quit all this nonsense?
Please. I can show you.
Maybe we ought to check the shed just to quiet him down.
Well, if it has to be done, it has to be done. What do you think, kiddo? Does it have to be done?
See?
Figured we ought to have a storm cellar. Go on down, check it out. Just watch your step. I'm not much of a carpenter.
I don't see a thing.
He was here.
Boy, you realize how much trouble you could get into over a thing like this?
They must have moved him because he was here. Adam. Adam's got him somewhere. I know it.
I think I've seen enough.
But I can show you where the bodies are buried.
God welcome you and keep you.
I never killed a man before tonight.
I've seen you kill plenty.
Those were demons. That was a man. Why can't you see that?
You didn't have to kill him.
I had to protect our mission.
There is no mission.
That man is dead because of you. You see him? Look at him. He's dead because you have no faith. Do you understand what you made me do? You made me commit murder.
I didn't make you do anything. You did. You're crazy.
Dad!
Dad, no! Dad, don't! It's all right, Dad. Don't cry.
Wait a minute, Fenton. Go on inside, son. I'll be there in a minute to tuck you in. Go on, it's all right. Go.
Come into the shed. Come in and shut the door. Are you afraid? What?
You?
Only demons should fear me. And you're not a demon, are you? The angel said you were. I can't believe that. I won't. You're my son, and I love you more than my own life. You know what's funny about all this, Fenton? I'm afraid of you. Get down there. I don't want to do this, Fenton, but I have to. I had to kill a man tonight. I can't let that happen again.
But Dad, I promise I won't tell.
I can't trust you. I wish I could. Now go on.
Dad, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too, Fenton, but this has to be done. Now you get on down there, or I'll put you down there myself.
But Dad...
Go!
No! 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 Please, Dad! Dad, no! Please! No! Please, Dad!
You'll stay down here until you see the truth.
Please! Dad, no! Please!
Pray to God, Fenton.
Dad, no!
Pray for a vision.
Please, no!
Only he can help you now.
No. I'm stuck with Dad. Please! Please, it's me, Fenton. Please, no! It's me! But I'm not a demon, please! Please! It's me! Please, no! Please! Please, don't do this! No! No! No!
Is that you? Adam? Adam, you gotta get me out of here.
I can't.
But I'm hungry, and I gotta go to the bathroom.
Dad won't let me feed you. I brought you some water, though. Says you can have a cup a day. But I'll bring you more if I can.
Look, Adam, he's gonna kill me. You've gotta get me out of here.
I can't. Put your mouth to the knot hole right here.
You ready? Uh-huh.
Here. You want some more? Or do you want me to save it for later?
More. More. You've got to get me out of here, Adam.
Dad says you'll probably be out of there by the end of the week. You just have to accept God's will.
A week? I can't stay in here that long.
I'll pray for you.
Adam? Adam? Adam! 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 Adam!
days came and went. I counted them by the cracks of light through the hatch door and Adam's visits with the water. I only slept when I passed out from exhaustion.
What about your dad? Didn't he ever come back to at least check on you?
On the seventh day.
Has God spoken to you yet?
There is no God.
I lost count of the days after that. It felt like weeks. I finally went beyond fear into total insanity. I saw God. He had finally sent me a vision. It was then that I understood my destiny just like Dad said I would.
Give me that water. Easy, boy. Easy. 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 Here you go, kiddo. Here you go, buddy. Come on.
Dad, I saw God.
Here. Just try to take a little sip. Hey, slow down there. Don't eat too fast. You'll make yourself sick.
So did God tell you about the demons?
Sorry I ever doubted you, Dad.
I'm sorry too, son.
What did God look like?
Kind of hard to describe.
Was he big?
Adam, let your brother eat in peace. You can't explain something like that.
But I want to know.
Then maybe you should pray for it.
It's not fair. All I've seen are demons, and he gets to see God.
That's right. But look at the price he paid. That's all behind us now. It's a new day, isn't it, Fenton?
Mm-hmm. So, we're gonna go get us a demon now?
After a while. And Fenton's ready.
A week later, I was ready. My first demon was to be Brad White from Dallas.
There it is.
I see it. You sure you're ready for this?
Yes, sir.
I bought these for you. You'll need them now that God has spoken to you. All right, let's go.
I want to go too, Dad.
Not this time, Adam. You stay here and keep your eyes peeled. Don't worry. Your time will come. Let's go.
Sorry to bother you, but yeah. Son and I, we had a flat on a van.
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering if you had a tire iron, and we went off and left ours at home.
Hey, pal, what's with the gloves?
Oh, I changed the tire.
Don't want to get your hands dirty.
Brad, who is it?
Mind your business, you fucking bitch! Goddamn women. Yeah, I think I got one for you. Out back.
Great.
Back here. Brad White.
You know, Fenton, I've been waiting for this moment ever since all this started.
I'm ready to fulfill my destiny.
I'm proud of you, son. Destroy him.
No!
I buried him in the rose garden. We went to the sheriff's office a week later and told him that Dad just didn't come home one day.
Well, they filed the missing persons. Didn't find anything. After a while, they sent us to separate orphanages.
So, nobody ever knew about any of this?
No. Not until now.
What about Adam? He didn't tell anybody?
Listen, you mind if we just sit here a while? I don't much feel like talking anymore.
Tell me more about that promise you made to your brother.
It was later on that night.
Adam, if you ever destroy me, promise me you'll bury me here.
I promise to God I'll bury you here.
I don't get it. He promised you that he'd bury you here. He killed you.
No, not killed. Destroyed.
Don't make any sense.
Yes, it does. If the man standing in front of you is Adam Meeks,
killed all those people.
No, I told you before, I've never killed anyone in my life. Fenton was a killer.
Just stop the bullshit and tell me the truth.
You'll understand, Senator. Just let me show you where I buried Fenton.
Hold it. Take it real slow.
This is it. This is the spot.
There's too many graves here. There's only 6 victims.
Fenton didn't bury his victims here. kept him his trophies in his basement. This is where I put demons.
You thought your brother was a demon?
He was. That's why he couldn't see the truth. Dad knew it too, he just couldn't accept it. You see, God asked Dad to destroy his son, much like he asked Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. But Dad couldn't do it. And God didn't take pity on Dad like he did Abraham. So he handed down the duty to me. Fenton knew I'd come sooner or later. That's why I left those notes to lure me in. I guess he figured that when the killings made the news, I'd come for him. But I had to wait till God put him on my list. To come before that would have been murder. The bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down with the lamb. That's what he said. And the beast from the wild will be led by a little child. And I will be changed from this creature that I am. And there'll be peace in the valley for me someday. Peace in the valley. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see.
Adam?
There'll be peace in the valley for me.
Jesus Christ, you really do believe all this stuff?
I've always believed.
That's all lies, Adam. No, it's not. I see it when he touches him.
Son of a bitch. And I got you.
Maybe. That's not gonna bring your mother back, is it? She's dead. And her killer got away, didn't he?
God damn you, dirty little son of a...
God knew. That's why he sent me. Oh.
I'm an FBI agent. They'll come looking for me.
No, they won't. They'll keep looking for Fenton. You're gonna be his last victim.
They've seen you. They'll know it was you.
God will protect me.
Sure, neither one of you can remember what he looks like.
Look, I told you, it's just a blur. Can't understand that. I looked right at him. I shook his hand.
Hey, we've got a problem. We've got to take a look at this.
There he is. We got you now, buddy. What is this?
I can't explain it. All the tapes look like this.
God damn it.
We're running the name he gave you now.
It's gotta be a fake name.
Sounds fake. Fenton Meeks.
Fenton Meeks, this is the FBI. We're coming in.
Go, go, go!
There's no one here, sir. We found this in the basement.
Is he down there, too?
Not him.
Come in. How can I help you?
I'm with the FBI. I need to speak to the sheriff. Is he in?
Sure thing. Sheriff? Would you like some coffee or something?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Well, hey, Curtis.
Afternoon, Becky.
Sheriff?
Yeah.
I'm Agent Griffin Hall, the FBI. I need to ask you some questions about your brother.
Fenton?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you come on around back?
Well, I appreciate you coming by to tell me personally.
I just wanted you to know before we go public.
Listen, if there's anything I can do, don't hesitate to call.
I think we got it pretty well covered from here. But again, if you can think of anything, where he might have gone, or if he contacts you.
Of course.
All right.
You're a good man, Agent Hall.
Everything okay, Adam?
Everything's just fine, Becky.
God's will has been served.
Praise God.